You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Starry Stonewart. Kind of sounds like some comic book hero, but Starry Stonewort is no hero. It's the villain, an invasive weed infesting waters from Michigan onto Wisconsin and Minnesota. Scott Brown is executive director of the Michigan Lake and Stream Association. He has spent years studying Starry Stonewort, and now he's writing a book on it. Good to have you with us, Scott. What is Starry Stonewort?
Well, Starry Stonewort is one of 300 species that belong to the family Caraceae. Used to be many, many more species, but we've lost them due to environmental degradation over the years. Right now, in Michigan, for example, there's about 15 species of Caraceae, most of them very beneficial to the waters where they're located. But Starry Stonewort is actually considered a macroalgae, and we know it's the closest living relative to land plants going back to the Cretaceous period, about 400 million years ago, back when nature was experimenting with DNA, so to speak. So we know, for example, that the whole genre, actually, they love high-quality waters. They like light. They like a lot of light, which speaks to water transparency. They like a lot of calcium carbonate. And they like soft substrates. And unfortunately, one of the reasons Starry Stonewort has done so well in Michigan waters and in the waters of the Great Lakes is that many of our waters are high quality. They have good water transparency. They're stable. They have stable ecosystems and very high in calcium carbonate.
So it's checking all the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. You're checking all the boxes. So here I come. I've got just a fragment or a little starry bubble enters a lake that has nice clear water, high calcium carbonate, soft substrates, and voila, you've got the recipe for an explosive population of starry stonewort. Kind of interesting, even though it's disappearing in European waters because their water quality isn't what it should be, it's not what it once was, because we have so many high-quality lakes, actually within an hour of these studios, we have several hundred lakes that now host starry stonewort. So I guess you could say that southeast Michigan, stretching from Oakland County down into the Irish Hills, has now become the new world capital, so to speak, of starry stonewort.
How do I know if I'm seeing starry stonewort? What's it look like when it's in our waters?
Well, it's an unusual-looking species. It's kind of a crude plant-like-looking structure, and it's a series of nodes that contain a whorl of 5 to 7 branchlets, and there's a series of them. So in European waters, the length of the plant can range anywhere from 18 inches to 2 meters here in Michigan waters because conditions are so ideal.
Is it making like a big mat that lies on the surface?
That's exactly right. The first time I saw it in 2007, it was stretching in a dense mat from waters of maybe 8 inches in depth to waters of 16 feet in depth, and so thick that not even the smallest of fish could swim through it. And that's part of the problem. It forms these dense meadows in mid to late spring. The fish can't access their spawning grounds. It prevents fish from foraging on aquatic insects and other little fish. So it really has a disruptive effect on our inland lake ecosystems.
And aesthetically, it's ugly. If you're looking at the waters and it's covered with this mat of...
Well, actually, I don't know if I'd use the term ugly. It's quite... If you look at the plant in and of itself...
But if you're walking along...
It's actually quite beautiful. It's quite beautiful in a crude sort of way.
But and when you're walking by the waterway... And
exactly.
It's a
bright green, dense meadow that, again, it can, depending on the depth of the water, the meadows can range anywhere from inches in thickness up to 2 meters in thickness or a little over 6 feet.
Where'd it come from? When and how did it get to Michigan?
Well, it's native to Europe. There are some populations in Japan. It's been found in China, but primarily Northern Europe. And what we think happened is that given all the transoceanic freighters that come across the North Atlantic, it entered the St. Lawrence Seaway. It was found in the St. Lawrence Seaway in 78. By 83, staff members from the Great Lakes fisheries right here in Ann Arbor discovered it in the Detroit River off Belle Isle. And in 2006, it was found in an inland lake by Flint. And since then, it's now spread to several hundred inland lakes here in Michigan. Michigan is known to have the largest population now of starry stonewort anywhere in the world.
And what can we do about it?
Well, the lake management folks are out there working with different chemical suites. It's a very persistent species that's very resistant to many of the aquatic herbicides that they've tried so far. They can get it to fold back or to slow down its growth a bit for a few months, and then it bounces right back. But to prevent it, the best thing people can do is when they're out fishing and using these lakes is to make sure that they're not transporting it to new lakes. You know, using clean boats, clean waters techniques, clean, drain, dry, to make sure that there aren't fragments or starry boobles attached to their trailer or their boat that then they could subsequently hitchhike on to another lake.
Now, this is one of the older invasive species to plague Michigan. Has the state, has the DNS and DEQ and Agriculture Department come up with better prevention programs for these newer species?
Not really. They promote clean boats, clean waters. The most important message in regards to starry stonewort is that Michigan waters perfectly align, the ecological conditions found in Michigan waters perfectly align with the requirements in most cases for starry stonewort. So if it enters these lakes, it's going to become a problem. It likes the long daylight hours of mid to late spring and early summer, where you see literally explosive growth. Within a week, it can take over the shallower areas of an inland lake. It blocks the growth of native aquatic plants, and again, it prevents fish from accessing their spawning grounds. Even though it's beautiful from a natural history standpoint, it's very disruptive to our inland lakes because its growth is not regulated here. There's nothing to limit its growth. So therefore, it grows in such abundance that it becomes a problem.
It sounds like it's resilient, and it sounds like it's winning.
It's winning, exactly right. And we don't have any good answers right now. All I would say is this is a wonderful opportunity for grad students out there who are interested in freshwater ecology or aquatic botany to get out there and study. And this species is worthy of several PhD theses, as far as I can tell. It's very interesting, got a wonderful natural history. But again, because our waters are so perfect, it's been called the connoisseur of clean waters. Michigan has ideal conditions for the growth of starry stonewort.
Scott Brown, Executive Director of the Michigan Lake and Stream Association. He has been studying starry stonewort, is writing a book on it, and as you say, it's tough and it seems to be winning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.